This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of our series, Common Mistakes in Ramadan. Among the common mistakes that I have seen during the month of Ramadan, when people talk about having the intention for siyam, a niyyah, and the debate usually goes to, hey, you're not supposed to say it out loud, which is, that's true. We're not supposed to say the niyyah out loud. I know it, this or that. Are we have to have niyyah for every day or for the whole Ramadan? You know, I'm fine with this debate. But what I think it is also an important point to pay attention to, which is what's the whole point behind the niyyah? You know, when you have the intention to fast the day of Ramadan or the month of Ramadan, you have to think about it deeper than just, you know, I'm fasting tomorrow. You should also think about it as something that I'm doing this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think about the ajr, the reward, that the sin that will be wiped out, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you fast one day, you'll be far away from the hellfire as the heavens far from earth. These meanings, when you think about them, while you have the intention to fast, will make your intention a source of motivation to perfect your siyam. The intention, when you're about to fast, you think that you are following the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in itself, something you will be rewarded for it. When you have the intention to fast, you're doing this because I'm submitting to Allah, I'm obeying Allah. That's in itself another reward that you can get. By fasting, I'm doing this because this is a way to cleanse myself, because I want to be among those who will enter from Rayyan, the door, the gate of paradise that was promised for the people who fast a lot. All these meanings, the more you think about them, the more your ajr and reward will be multiplied. And that's why al-ulama and the fuqaha, the jurists said, rahimahumullah, niyatul mu'min ablagh min amali. You can reach with your intention what your deed will not reach. You know, thinking about the intention to fast the whole Ramadan, if anything happened, Allah forbid, somebody died, got sick, you will get the reward of all these things together. While you're having the intention in the night, not only that you'll fast, you will perfect your fasting, you will do your best to fulfill the obligations and the recommended act, abstaining from the haram and from the makruhat during the fast, to pray the whole entire taraweeh. So when you have the intention, yes, I want to fast, but also in my mind, in my heart, I want to do all these things together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the reward for it. I guarantee you, if you start thinking about your intention this way, you start planning for your Ramadan better. You're planning for every day better. And that's the whole goal of always having this intention while you are fasting every day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.